This is Shep O'Neill with the VOA Special English Education Report. A new book is sure to be discussed and debated at colleges this fall. The book is called My Freshman Year, What a Professor Learned by Becoming a Student. The writer is Rebecca Nathan. That is not her real name. She is in her 50s. She is a professor of anthropology at a university in the United States. Her name for it is Annie Yu. The professor wanted to know why many of her students did not complete their work or ask for help. She decided to do a research project. She got the approval of the University Ethics Committee. Such groups consider moral and legal issues in studies. In the spring of 2002, she applied to her own university under the name Rebecca Nathan and was admitted. She lived in student housing. She took 5 classes during her first term and 2 in the second semester. She did pretty well, although she got 1 C, a mark of average. She also played sports. In My Freshman Year, she does not identify any students by name, but she does discuss what they told her about their lives. Rebecca Nathan writes that students do not have enough time to be interested in their classes. They are busy with activities and jobs. They try to learn only as much as they have to. But, she says, they will read the material if it is directly linked to what is being discussed in class. The professor says her year as a student changed the way she teaches. She gives less reading now. She asks questions designed to get students to speak more. She offers help. And she says she is no longer offended if a student falls asleep. Other professors and research experts, however, criticize the experiment. They say she was spying. They say she could have gotten the same information without dishonesty. There have been a lot of angry comments on the Internet, but some people say she tells the real story of student life. Rebecca Nathan says she did not interview any students without written permission on a statement. It said she was doing research that would be published, but it did not say she was a professor. She says she decided to tell the truth if someone asked. But very few young people asked her about herself. She heard that students avoided the subject because they thought there might be trouble in her life. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy Steinbach. Our reports are online at voaspecialenglish.com. This is Shep O'Neill.